up, everybody? I'm Joe.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Evan, and we're Coyote.
And you're listening to Your Radio Vice,
VIC.
We read that the band came out of a school project. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. This is Evan here. Joe and I both went to the New England Institute of Art, which is in Brookline, and we were studying recording. We were in probably one of our, it was our first real recording class, I believe, and we ended up doing a project together, and we brought in a friend of ours who, he was just a singer-songwriter kid. It actually wasn't Joe. Joe was actually an engineer on the session, and so was I. And it ended up sounding really empty, and we were in this huge studio with all this gear. So I ended up setting up a kit. I used to play drums. I hadn't been at the time for probably a couple years. I just set one up and started playing along with my friend just so we could record more stuff, you know, in the big studio. And then after the session, Joe and I had talked about jamming, and so we did. And we brought in a couple of our friends.
And it just grew from there?
Yeah. Honestly, we brought in our original guitar player, and the three of us jammed downstairs in the basement of my mother's hair salon, actually, which is where we still practice. And it just clicked right away. And then ever since, Joe and I have been playing, and now we're playing, you know, with Justin and Anthony, and this is just, you know, the perfect match right now. We've kind of had a shuffle of members. It's been kind of interesting.
Why did you pick the name Quixote? Are you guys huge fans of Spanish literature?
Not exactly. It actually came from Salvador Dali painting.
Oh.
We were sitting in Joe's apartment one day, and we couldn't really agree on a name. So he opened, you know, everything we just like dismissed, like, you know, instantly. He opened the, a Salvador Dali book, and out came the painting. So he just said Quixote, and the first one we all agreed on. So we stuck with it.
Did you really like the painting, or was
yeah.
it just...
honestly, it's probably more so that we finally all agreed on one name.
Do you remember any of the rejected names?
To be honest, no, I don't. I wish I could. I can't remember a single one.
What would you guys say is we're listening to the album, there's a lot of different musical influences. So what do you think is the biggest musical influence?
It's kind of tough because these songs, I mean, we didn't just all form this band and sit down and write these songs together. They've kind of come from a bunch of different places and converged into one place. So, I mean, overall, the biggest influence between us all would probably just be, you know, vintage just music from the 60s, like the Beatles. And
Animals, Zombies, yeah. Absolutely.
But then, I mean, there's clearly, like, some folk influence, at least from my part in the songwriting, and then... I mean, these guys listen to some crazy stuff, so there's so many things coming together in one place, it's kind
of
hard to...
Anthony listens to a lot of hip-hop.
Yeah. Yeah, there's hip-hop, there's just some weird stuff.
I noticed that Quixote uses Mux Tape as one of their big main websites. And I've sort of been following Mux Tape and the changes that it's gone through. And so I was just wondering what you guys like about the service versus something like MySpace.
I actually have been digging Mux Tape since before it turned into the band thing, you know, when you could still upload the actual music. My girlfriend showed me it, and so I signed up for it. And then it, you know, got shut down and everything. And I liked how simple it was. That's what I liked about it, you know, as opposed to MySpace, where you go on there and you just want to, like, stab your eyes out.
Yeah, there's so many things that...
just pop up at you.
Yeah.
And, like, new stuff, you know, loads, and I just, it still drives me nuts. But, you know, MuxTape is so simple, and I like that it's so, you know, so limiting, but you can still make really cool-looking pages, and I just like the layout of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool.
I would agree.
I think in the future when they finally, I think ultimately they wanted to make it into some kind of, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily a pay service or, you know, but, you know, you could host your music elsewhere, like on other pages, you know, via MuxTape or something. I don't know. I'm probably confusing it, but it sounded cool to me at the time.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. It sounds like you're in a good position in case it ever does grow to that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I like it.
Are you guys touring right now? We saw that you had some concerts.
We do have some shows coming up. We toured at the end of the summer. We went out for a couple weeks. Did mostly like Midwest stuff.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and that was a lot of fun. Right now we're playing mostly around Boston. We're going to do some regional stuff. We just got back from Albany last weekend, and that was a lot of fun. We played at RPI, actually.
Hmm. Yeah. So when you're on the road, is there, like, one food that everybody in the band eats, or, like, do you have an official food?
Oh, man, pita chips. Pita chips. We had this gigantic box. Oh, my God, so many of them. Pita chips and
granola bars.
Just plain pita chips?
Yeah. We actually went out to sushi one night, and it was awesome.
We also noticed, talking about playing live, that you guys are actually playing tonight. And so we're wondering, I mean, it seems a little unusual to us that a band would be doing interviews right before they had a performance. So I guess we were just wondering if there were any types of rituals that you guys have before a performance.
We kind of just hang out. We try to get somewhere early. We show up to a show early enough that we can all hang out and just, we don't really have a specific ritual, but we just kind of hang out
drink
together.
Beer.
And, yeah, drink some beers and just kind of get in the mode to play
a
show.
We should make a ritual. I think that should inspire us to make a ritual. Yeah. You have any suggestions?
Do I have any suggestions for a ritual? I don't know, but what would be a good ritual? Levitating someone is Lily's idea.
Levitating. All right, we're going to try that. That's actually something we can get into.
Yeah, that's some mind freak stuff right there.
Yeah, I was going to say that actually seems like something you might want to do in performance if you could really master it.
Absolutely.
I have no clue what these hand motions mean. No. I've never done this. This is actually a practice. I don't know if I can explain this well. But basically, hang on, I'm going to pass it to Lily. She can explain it, because I barely understand this concept.
Okay, well, to levitate somebody, if you get a group of people, you put one person in the middle, and they lie horizontally, and then everybody, like, puts their pointer finger and their middle finger, like, under the person's body, and then you just lift up, and the person levitates. I'm sure you can YouTube it.
I did that one.
Yeah.
Drunk at our apartment when Evan and I lived together, because I remember that happening. I think it was on Jade's birthday. We totally levitated someone.
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to do it.
New ritual. Thanks, guys. We have a new ritual.
Yeah. Let us know if you try it.
We will.
If you could perform with any one band, if they could be alive or they could be dead, who would you want to perform with?
Pretty easy. Obviously the Beatles. we're all huge Beatles fans, so definitely gotta say the Beatles.
Yeah.
If you could perform with one artist that is like the living dead, which artist would you want to perform with?
Living dead?
Like a dead artist coming back from the dead?
Yes. Like, imagine zombie-fied Michael Jackson performing with you. That's just an example.
I would say probably either the Doors or
Elvis.
Michael Jackson.
Elvis.
Oh, Elvis would be awesome.
Jim Morrison, I can't imagine what would come out of his mouth after he's been dead.